Hey guys, this is Eliza Port with Wingspan. Welcome back to another episode of Once a Red Hawk, Always a Red Hawk, where we catch up with former Red Hawks. On this episode, we will be catching up with alumni Taylor Bringy, who graduated from Liberty in 2018. Thank you for joining my podcast today, Taylor. Before we get started, would you like to tell us a little bit more about yourself?
I go to the University of Tulsa. I'm about to finish my first year as a freshman. I'm studying exercise and sports science, and I'm pre-physical therapy.
So. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, before we continue, we're going to do a little icebreaker game. So since you have survived all of high school and made it this far in your life journey, I will have you answer two survival-based questions. So you can just choose any two numbers between 1 and 50, and we'll try to answer them in like 30 seconds.
23 and 25.
Okay. So the question for 23 is, what were some of the turning points in your life?
Turning points? I would say freshman year was a big turning point because you're moving from middle school to high school and you're really like coming into your own as a high schooler. And then I would say another major turning point would be graduating high school because you're making that transition from high school to college and it's a big step in like becoming who you are and who you are going to be as an adult.
Okay, I agree. And then the question for 25 is, what do you regret not doing or starting when you were younger?
I regret not being involved in more clubs, I would say, throughout my high school / school career, because I mainly focused on sports, which was a good option for me, but I wish I had had more club interactions so I could interact with like different people other than people that were just in athletics.
Yeah. What did you play?
I played softball and basketball.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, now that we know a little bit more about you, can you please tell us in depth like what you were doing and how you got there? So I know you're only a freshman in college, but how is your year going so far and what made you want to major in? You said it's physical. What was it?
Well, yeah, it's exercise and sports science.
Okay, yeah. What made you want to do that?
Well, right now, I was at the University of Tulsa. Mm-hmm. So my freshman year, it's pretty much all your basic classes. So a lot of just like some of the stuff you take in high school. And then as I go forward in college, I'll begin to like focus in on my degree plan. But one of the major reasons I wanted to major in exercise and sports science and be pre-physical therapy is because I tore my ACL my junior year of high school, and I had to go to physical therapy for 9 months. And I really liked the physical therapist I had, so it was kind of inspirational, I guess, for me to help other people like he helped me.
Yeah. So would you say, like, tearing your ACL, like, what turned out actually pretty good in the end?
Yeah, it gave me a goal.
Yeah.
Just in college. So it turned out fine.
Okay. All right. And then what would you say is the biggest difference between college and high school?
I would say the responsibility. In high school, you get retests, and a lot of your teachers are understanding of, like, missing assignments and other things like that, whereas college, they don't really care.
Yeah.
It's pretty much you do your work or you don't get the credit, and a lot of classes, I mean, it's only tests that make up your grade, so it's just a different level of responsibility and difficulty.
Oh, okay. And then going back to your experience at Liberty, what was that like and how did it impact you?
I had a great high school experience. I think taking pre-AP and AP classes especially really helped, I think, my ability to be at least successful my freshman year of college, just because you kind of already get the college feel in those AP classes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I loved... One of the things I loved about Liberty was the diversity, because that's what you see in college. You see people from different backgrounds and different, like, walks of life. So it helped me transition to college, I think, a little bit easier.
Yeah, that's good then. All right, and then what advice would you give to other, like, rising freshmen in college, like other people who are about to graduate high school and become freshmen in college, or just anyone who wants to do the exercising education like you?
I would say step outside of your comfort zone and don't be afraid to ask questions. I know a lot of times, at least especially college freshmen, professors in general are kind of intimidating just because they've never had, I think, people so highly educated teaching the level of classes that they're taking. So it's kind of intimidating to ask questions and come to the understanding that you're not always going to understand the subjects that you're in. So going to that professor is even more important. And, like, make friends in your classes because that helps a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, unfortunately, we have to wrap up this week's episode. But before you go, I'm going to tell you a quote. And I want you to tell me, like, what this quote means to you. So the quote for this week is, "We generate fears while we sit. We overcome them by action." What does that mean to you?
I would say you can't overcome your fears without doing something about it. So if I was scared to do something, I'm not just going to sit around and not do it. You have to actually go forward and make the effort to actually take action.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, that was great, and thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Don't forget to follow Wingspan on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you have any feedback or want to suggest some alumni for this podcast, please feel free to email me at eliza.porter.398@k12.friskyisd.org. This has been Eliza Porter with Once a Red Hawk, Always a Red Hawk. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see you all again next week. Remember, always be true, and that's being you.